Blog Talk Radio.
Each day do you wake up and get out of bed? You got all these feelings rushing round in your head. You got that bout with doubt and neighbors singing the blues. Pick up the paper and it's all bad news. But you know in the end, happiness is your best friend. You can be what you wanna be. All dare to step high and live like you're free. I said color, color your life happy. Color, every day you can choose. Color, color your life happy. If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
The difference between try and triumph is a little funky. We all have ups and downs, but you can still be happy. If you're gonna step, you might as well step high.
If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
ColorYourLifeHappy.com. Get your happy on.
Good morning. This is Flora from Color Your Life Happy. Welcome. This is a special show today, our anniversary show, our first year. Monday, March 29th is our first year, and it's so exciting. I come to you every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our show is designed to inform, inspire, and encourage you. And in a moment, we're going to begin today's episode, the first year anniversary show. Yay! Welcome, all of you who have made time in your schedule to join us. I know you have other things that you could be doing, but I'm glad that you made time. And thank you also for those of you who download the show and listen to it later. Now, those of you who are on live, I encourage you to participate by asking questions or adding comments, and you can easily do that by pressing the 1 if you are on the phones or just typing in your questions over there in the chat room. Let me remind you, too, that the show is live, so that means anything can happen. Lost signals is the most common thing that happens, so if suddenly you don't hear anything, probably you've lost the signal. So just dial in again at 347-539-5700. For those of you who don't know me, I'm an author, a coach, an inspirational speaker, a consultant, and also I'm a mom of 4 adults, a grandma of 3. I recently retired after 40 years of teaching junior high through university levels. Yes, I began when I was a baby. And I want to invite you to visit my website, Color Your Life Happy. Go over there right away after the show because everything else I do, you can learn about it from my website. I recently created a program for local residents. Sorry, those of you who aren't in Orange County, but it will soon become a teleclass online. Local residents who are ready to come out of hiding here in Orange County, California, can meet with me on the 2nd and 4th Thursdays at 6 p.m. The group is called From Overwhelmed to Overjoyed, Creating the Life You Want. So if you feel like your life is slipping away and your dream is going with it, or you never have enough time for yourself, please know that you're not alone. We already had our first meeting last Thursday. It was fantastic. There was so much energy and power and inspiration around the room from those of us who were attending. So if this is something that sounds like you would like to be a part of, to share your challenges and your breakthroughs, please go over to my website, coloryourlifehappy.com, and you'll see how to click the link and get over to sign up and become a member. Now, on this show, we talk about different ways to create the lasting happiness, and this show began as an outgrowth of my book, Color Your Life Happy. Now, Color Your Life Happy, the book, actually began after I retired, thought I was going to write my life story. As it turns out, my life story, my biography, wasn't shaping up exactly the way I wanted, and I got this idea to share things I'd learned about making good choices in your life. And it became this book, Color Your Life Happy, which eventually became a radio show. Now, I want to share something with you for those of you who get these ideas popping in your head and you're not sure what to do with them. Even before I started the radio show, I knew I wanted one, but I wasn't sure what format it was going to be in, so I just put it on hold. But in the meantime, I thought, geez, I need a jingle for my radio show. And so even before I set up the show, I went online and found a writer, a songwriter, to create my jingle. Now, some people probably think this is putting the cart before the horse, but I'm encouraging those of you who get these ideas to follow your ideas through. So I did, and I was able to get someone to create the song that you hear at the beginning and the end of the show. And it was ready when I finally came up with the idea for the radio show. Now, during this year, there have been 51 episodes, and they are available on my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. They also are available on iTunes. Now, we've covered a bunch of topics throughout the year, a wide variety, and we have attracted a worldwide audience of listeners, supporters, and some of my guests have come from around the world. Now, today I want to share with you a few highlights of the past episodes and encourage you to listen to the whole thing on iTunes or on the website. You can download these. You can actually make CDs and play these in your car, whatever way you want to do this. Now, the very first episode back a year ago, I spoke about a topic that's dear to my heart, and that was unearth, dust off, and go after your dreams. This is one of my favorite topics because so many people have these things they want to do, and somehow or another they bury them, they get pushed aside, we get caught up with our families, and we lose sight of those dreams. So I wanted to share that and go back and listen to that to hear the full thing. Now, the second episode, we dealt with a topic that is painful to think about but very important to deal with, and that is domestic violence. And the guest on that show, Catherine Tull, is a psychotherapist. She talked about love shouldn't hurt. And if this is something that affects you, your family, someone you know, please listen to that show because she gave some very important vital signs, warning signs of abuse, and gave sources that you can consult to help get help for yourself or for other people. Then throughout the year, we went through with different topics on coping with stress from various perspectives, facing challenges. And one of the things that people were most concerned about in this past year, and still are, of course, is financial stress. So I want to share with you what my guest, Kate Phillips, author and founder of Total Wealth Coaching, had to say about financial stress. She's called a financial healer, which is an interesting concept. She explains on the full episode what that's about. But I want you to hear what she had to say about our relationship with money. Her episode was called Finding Peace in Times of Financial Trouble. Here's what Kate had to say about our relationship with money.
And how they think and feel about money and their relationship with money, I realized it had more to do with forgiveness and with healing than it did with financial education or even money management.
Okay. Now, could I ask, what do you mean by forgiveness? How does forgiveness tie into the concept of money?
Great question. As I said, I started doing this work with doing a lot of workshops and group work with women. And I found that the biggest hurdle in their way to financial freedom wasn't a lack of understanding about how money works. A lot of these women were professional women. They understood how credit cards work. They understood how, you know, buying a home works. And mm-hmm. you know, they understood basic mathematical concepts. They were not stupid women. But they oftentimes were so stuck in shame and regret mm-hmm. around their finances because okay. they hadn't been doing the things that they knew to do. And we tend to behave very emotionally around money. We don't necessarily behave logically around mm-hmm. money. And forgiveness plays a huge part. I personally think it's the grand secret to all of life.
Wow.
But it plays in with our money because you know, if we're mad at ourselves at how we've handled money, if we're mad at our spouse that, you know, because they don't earn more or they spend too much, if we're mad at our stockbroker, you know, because they lost money last year, it's really a difficult position to move forward from, and we've got to come to a place of forgiveness and acceptance, starting first and foremost with ourselves before mm-hmm. we can move forward with any sort of power.
There you have an excerpt from an episode that was very powerful last year, and actually a lot of people have listened to it. I'm going to stop right here and do our first drawing. We are having drawings today for our winners who will win an item, a gift item, that will say Color Your Life Happy on it, of course. And the first winner is Jane Kim. Jane Kim lives in Fullerton, California. So she's going to be receiving a gift from me this week. And thank you so much, Jane, for signing up for the drawing, for entering. And thanks to all the rest of you who did, too. We're going to pull a couple of more names in a little while. Now, in moving on through the year, in every episode, guests shared various stories, a lot of stories of adversities and triumph. Some gave their formulas for success, for happiness, for peace, for harnessing passion, being happy with your kids, being happy with your work and family. One of the episodes that got a lot of attention is one called How to Get Exactly What You Want Out of Life with Patrick Snow. Patrick Snow is the author of Creating Your Own Destiny, and he is also my publishing coach. And he talked in his episode about what he means by creating your own destiny and about the importance of family. Let me share a little of that with you.
We, as individuals living in today's world, discover our own destiny.
Well, it's a very good question, Dr. Brown. A lot of people don't understand that there are two kinds of people out there. There are the pessimists of the world, which are about 90% of folks, and those people don't believe there's anything that they can do about their destiny, anything they can do about their future. They live by the mantra that, you know what, all of it is predetermined by their DNA. It's predetermined by their bank account, by their relationships, by their job, by their circumstances, by their lack of work or lack of experience. And those folks, I don't know what to say about those folks. Good people, but oftentimes a little bit closed-minded. I believe destiny is for those optimists out there, folks like you and I, that believe, you know, it is possible to create our own destiny. It's possible to create that future that we want. So I firmly define destiny as meaning fate. If you were to look up fate in the dictionary, you'd find that fate is defined as the supposed force that predetermines all the events which occur in your life. So my question is, what do you suppose those supposed forces are in our lives that predetermine our destiny? And I can tell you this, it's not the economy. It's not the real estate or the mortgage crisis. It's not your bank account. It's not your lack of education or your lack of experience or your lack of relationships. And those things are obstacles and adversities. It is my belief that the supposed force that predetermines your destiny and my destiny and every other human being on this planet is our mind. As Henry Ford once said, whether we think we can or we think we can't, either way, you're right. See, creating your own destiny means when your mind believes your goals to be true, it stimulates your senses to attract you to the people, the places, and the circumstances necessary to convert that mental image into a physical reality. So for me, destiny means whatever we want in life, we make a decision to pursue it. Once we've mentally decided and we believe in that vision, our body and our hands create and mold whatever that future is that we perceive. And that's what destiny is all about.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, I imagine there are people listening who are out of work, perhaps. And perhaps there are people who have jobs, they're fortunate enough to have jobs, and they're unhappy with those jobs. Now, what do you say to those people who perhaps want to pursue their destiny, but right now they're feeling disillusioned and trapped? What do you say to them?
Well, a couple things. First off, USA Today did a study on the level of happiness in the United States with people at work. And the study reported that 50% of Americans are unhappy at work. The numbers in Canada and in New England were even more severe, like 66% were unhappy at work. I firmly believe the other 50% are unhappy as well. They just haven't figured it out yet. So bottom line, what I tell these people is that, look, I'm a victim of layoff myself. I was laid off at 9/11 in high-tech corporate sales, was laid off again 2 years later in 2002, and after having two strikes against me, I made a decision, and that decision was never again would I ever find myself in a position where I'm going to let my family's financial future be determined by the success or a failure of another company. And so I believe if we're to truly pursue our destinies, truly create that lives that we want, then we must eliminate the dependence on corporate America. We must eliminate the dependence on having a job. I mean, bottom line, there's a memo that went out last year. I don't know if you saw it, but the memo said that all jobs are dead, meaning that job security in this country no longer exists. So our challenge then is to create income security. And so income security can be defined by having multiple streams of income, multiple ways in which you get paid, successful partnerships with multiple companies, and you, as a result, getting multiple paychecks into that mailbox. And once you have enough streams of income coming in, then you realize that why in the world would I ever want to have a job and have to sacrifice and trade all those dollars, that time for dollars. And so what I would tell people who are out of work, unhappy at work, or disillusioned to feel trapped by their existing job, I would ask them to soul search for their innermost passion and then take an inventory of these passions. The next question would be then, which of those passions are marketable? Which of them are their issues and challenges in the marketplace? And then once they have an understanding as to what those are, my advice would be for them to transform their most marketable passions into their own business and then eventually have them moonlight part-time on the side, keep the day job. Again, a day job is a good thing, but sooner or later all jobs come to an end. So my response is to keep your day job, use the income from your day job as seed money for your business. And then eventually, once you're debt-free from a consumer standpoint, or once you've got 1 year's worth of income saved in the bank, or once you've got more income coming in every month from your business than from your job, then you've got my approval to quit your job, transition full-time in your business.
To a quote that I saw in your chapter on putting your family ahead of work, you quoted John Atkinson, who said, "If you don't run your life, somebody else will." So that gets at the same thing you were just saying. If you don't have a written plan, you will be a part of somebody's goal. It just won't be yours, is what you're saying. Talk about putting your family ahead of work.
Well, I don't know that anybody in this world has ever ended up on their deathbed thinking, you know what, it's a darn shame. I should have spent more time at work. I should have made more phone calls, should have sent more emails. I should have researched my subject matter of interest longer. Nobody ever says that. The answer we get back is, I should have spent more time with my family. I should have spent more time with my children. And I'm of the belief, and I'm just saddened. Well, I'm saddened and, I guess, rejoicing that my 17-year-old boy is graduating from high school, and in about 5 to 6 weeks, he's going to he's going to go play Division I lacrosse at Fairfield University in Fairfield, Connecticut in the fall. So I'm in the Seattle, Washington area, and he's going to travel on the other side of the country to start his life, you know, pursuing his college. And part of me is really sad, but the other part of me realizes, you know what? I have been home with him virtually every day for 13 years, meaning that first 5 years of my life, I worked outside of the home when I had a job. The last 13 years, I've worked from home. And yes, there's been a lot of business trips. Yeah, there's been times I've been stuck in hotels, you know, gone away. But for the most part, by having a home office, I've been able to watch him grow into the young man that he's become. I've been there for him at his, you know, happiest times, at his saddest times, and I've been there to support him. And there's an old quote, I forget who mentioned this, but he says that children are like a bank. The greater the investment of time that you put into them, the greater the return on that investment will be based on the success and dividends that pay off for them in their life. So
as individuals living in today's world, discover.
I want to stop at this point and let us move on. That was some powerful information there that those of us who are parents need to really heed the importance of balancing family and work. I want to move on to a former guest who has come on to share with me today, and I'm going to bring her on the line right now, Scott Wilkins. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Flora. How are you doing?
Hey. I'm doing great. Scott Wilkins is a mindset expert who has devoted her time to helping people live an entirely engaged life, and that fits right in with, of course, all the topics we talk about here. So welcome today.
Hey, Flora, I'm so glad to have a chance to congratulate you on the first year of your fabulous radio show. I love your radio show and the guests you have on.
Thank you.
It's been really fun to have this little walk through the past of all pieces that have been on there, and I so resonate with everyone's message, you know? It's really wonderful that we're all in some way saying the same thing. You know, you really do have the power inside yourself to make the choice. And it's, you know, having that be the, in my world at this moment, it's the loudest conversation on the planet, and it's so hopeful, you know?
Yeah. Thanks for letting me be a part of that conversation with
thanks
you.
Thanks for giving everyone that wants to talk about that a platform to speak from. I mean, you are a powerful force in the universe.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, I've spoken with other people about what you do because you've helped me move through some stuff, but it's hard for me to describe to them exactly what it is. So could you tell the listeners, what is it exactly that you do?
I get that question so often, and it is so, it's like a slippery eel to get a grip on. But, that wonderful Sufi poet Rumi, mm-hmm. One of my favorite quotes of Rumi's is, "Don't seek love, seek and remove the barriers to love."
Wow, that's very powerful. I have to let it sink in. Don't seek love, seek and remove the barriers to love.
Barriers to love. You're swimming in a sea of love, and it's the question is, how much are you letting in?
Hmm.
And my stance in the world, the platform from which I am speaking, is that based on the proven fact, that 95% of what you get in your life, the results that you create in your life, are because of your hidden beliefs and your deepest expectations about what you will get, what will happen, what you deserve to get.
Mm-hmm.
95%.
Wow.
95%. And it's just like,
that's a lot.
It's just like the guest that you had on a minute ago who was talking about the supposed forces that predetermine outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like exactly what he said. Well, but it's in my DNA. It's in, you know, in the economy. It's all these outside forces. But in fact, a fabulous biologist named Bruce Lipton has mm-hmm. proven that even the effect of our DNA, whether or not our DNA is expressed, whether the things that we actually carry genes for come into play and become
mm-hmm.
real,
mm-hmm.
is on our expectations, our beliefs, our minds.
Wow. Yeah, Bruce Lipton, I've read about him and actually taken a workshop. Just a fantastic concept.
It's amazing. It's so powerful.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing, the bottom line thing that flips my trigger in the world is that a belief, a deep expectation like that, can actually be changed in as little as 15 minutes, completely released, permanently, forever.
Hmm.
You change those beliefs, those expectations. When you don't, I mean, the point about those is you don't even know what they are unless you look around in your life and you say, okay, well, I see that I have created this situation where I'm broke or I'm not in relationship that I want to be. So somehow at some level, that's what I'm expecting, that's what I'm creating. And so what I do is I guide people to release those hidden barriers to love or abundance or whatever they want in their life.
Wow. That's a tremendous service. Because one thing for sure is we cannot see always the barriers, and we certainly are stumped at what to do about them even if we can see them. So we need assistance.
That's the thing. I mean, even Einstein said it great. He said we're boxed in by the boundary conditions of our thinking, you know, and you can't see outside your own box.
Right.
But there's a tremendous world outside your box. And so this is about, you know, stretching outside the box.
Yeah, well, the strategy session that you offer that I first took with you when we got acquainted was fantastic. So tell the listeners about that strategy session.
Well, this is something that I want to offer in gratitude to you, Flora, is the strategy session is a conversation I have with a person who is aware in some way that they're in their own way at some level, and they want to dig in and figure out where that might be, what the belief might be, and get into action around it. As you know, the point of the strategy session is to help people get into action.
Right.
It's a free call, and usually I offer it, I have a limited number, and I offer them by application. But in gratitude to you, Flora, anyone who emails me for a strategy session and says, Flora sent me, either in the line or in the email, if you let me know that Flora sent you, I will do a strategy session with you. That will be an hour-long call, absolutely free. We'll figure out what that unconscious expectation, what that unconscious message is, you know, as close as we can get, and get you into action around making things different for yourself.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. Tell us your email again.
It's easy. Scout, S-C-O-U-T, at scoutwilkins.com.
Okay. I want to make sure that people get that. Wilkins, spell it.
Scoutwilkins.com, and Wilkins is spelled I-N-S.
Okay,
S-C-O-U-T-W-I-L-K-I-N-S.
Wow.
You can also get there by going to changethequestion.com.
I like that, too. Changethequestion.com, or you can go to the email, scout, S-C-O-U-T, at scoutwilkins.com. Thank you so very much for coming on. I'm going to move on because I want to draw another name before any more time passes. Thank you so much for making time today.
Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you so much. Our next winner is going to be, let's see, Beth Florida. Beth, you have won a prize from Color Your Life Happy. Beth is from Anaheim, California, and is an organizational specialist. I know Beth, and I'm delighted that you won a prize today. Thank you. I want to move on to tell you a little bit about some of the other episodes we've had, and then we're going to have another drawing, and then we're going to end with meditation. Now, during the summer, our episodes moved on to many things. One of the things that we talked about, one area that was unfamiliar to most people, was an area dealing with what it feels like to be married to a police officer. And I met Rose Winnick at a Toastmasters meeting, and she and her partner, Kat Meredith, created an organization called Wives Behind the Badge to help police officers' wives. That was an exciting episode, and there's a way for you to contribute to them, too. Handcuffs to a Lawman is the title of that episode. Also, in the summer on my vacation, I'm always looking out for people to invite to my show. When I was vacationing up in Whidbey Island, I met a literary agent named Andrea Hurst. and Andrea agreed to come on the show. One reason I wanted her on the show is people always ask about getting a book published, and one of the things that very few people know about is what is a literary agent. And so Andrea was kind enough to come on the show and tell us what a literary agent is for those people who are hesitating, thinking about writing a book, and so they can decide if they need an agent and how do you go about getting one, what they do for you, and so forth. Here's what she had to say.
Answer to that one, often are wrong.
Okay.
Literary agents basically are scouting for authors to find good books that they think they can sell to publishers. They are familiar with what the publishers are looking for. They also have their own areas of expertise. Some may take mysteries, some may not. But primarily, once they find something that they think is sellable and that they have a passion for, they then contract with the author to represent them in the sale. What that means is generally there's a little bit of editorial work, and I underlined little bit, to help the author get ready in their proposal if it's nonfiction. And then the agent takes over all the pitching and working with the publisher. If a sale is made, the author negotiates the contract, handles all of the payments, and any contractual issues. After that, the author goes on to work with the editor at the publishing house. The agent does not act as an editor or a reader or a marketing person or, you know, some hand-holding, but moderate.
Okay. So the agent isn't someone that you're going to be sending your manuscript to every time you finish a chapter, perhaps.
Absolutely not. Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's for your editor, or that's for, you know, ahead of time, your critique group or your readers or your, you know, your freelance editor, whoever you may be working with.
Okay. Thank you for listening in on that piece. For those of you who aren't interested in writing, you never know. But I get a lot of requests from people to share information about how to write a book and how to get it published, but especially about the literary agent. Now, toward the end of the year, the episodes dealt with things like the making the second half of your life the best, changing obstacles into opportunities, thinking fearlessly, living your life in balance. All of these things, the episodes are available, so be sure to go over there and check them out. Now, at the end of the year, I dealt with making a breakthrough, finding authenticity, creating a clear vision, and you definitely want to listen to the last show of the year I did where I talked about 10 tips for being happier. Be sure to check that one out. I have a guest on the line from 314 area code. I'm going to bring that guest on because I see they have their hand raised. Hello there. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Well, hello, Flora. My name is Ethel Miller, an old friend of yours.
Yes.
And I'm from St. Louis, and I just wanted to call on your anniversary show to say how much I don't get a chance to listen every week. But the times that I have had an opportunity, I really have enjoyed your show. And
thank
today
you.
I've listened, so I just wanted to call and let you know that we are thinking of you in St. Louis.
And I'm thinking of you. Thank you, Ethel. Ethel and I grew up together. I mean, really grew up together from babies. And it's really great to hear you on the air. Thank you for making time to call in and say hi to all my St. Louis buddies, and I will be coming back that way soon.
Very good. I will let soon. Everybody know.
Okay. Thank you,
okay.
Ethel.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was great. I'm so happy to hear from my St. Louis buddies. I grew up there and left when I was a teenager, but I still have a flock of friends that are like sisters and brothers. During the 2010 episodes, we continued to talk about being empowered, and many of the topics moved over into mental health, passion. We talked about staying fit and healthy. One of the most recent shows that people have listened to a lot is one by Chris Gloss. He is an inspirational speaker, but he's also known as the Possibilitarian. And Chris had a lot to say. I just gave him the floor and let him talk. He had a lot to say on his episode. I want to play just a little bit of that, but you'll need to hear the whole thing to get the full effect.
Every step you take towards your dream, you're going to have some opposition. You're going to face challenges, and these challenges in life, when they come, they will come unannounced. Sometimes things come and things happen that are unannounced. I was talking to a very, very close friend of mine this morning, and it proved the fact that many of us are just one phone call away from having a life-altering situation that we have to deal with. Mm. You know, it's not something that you have time to deal with. You have to deal with it at that moment. But you know what? Things change because she woke up this morning to a text message that changed her day. Think about that. You are one text message away from having to deal with some stuff that will alter the course of history for your life. So we're all going to have the opportunity to stand strong when things go wrong, and they will go wrong. And many times things go wrong simply because it's your opportunity to grow.
Yes.
It's your opportunity to develop. I like what one of my mentors shared with me, that, Chris, your faith is developed in the gym of life. It's developed in the gym of life. And many of us must go to that gym and start out small. Sometimes we have to go in a gym and start out just with lifting an empty bar with no weights on it, just to begin this process of developing our faith. Because, you know, a mistake in life, Dr. Brown, is that sometimes people think that the best time to prepare and deal with challenges is when they show up. No, preparation. Preparation is key. If you want to know what to do and have a successful life or have a successful outcome, a successful result when things go wrong, you want to color your life happy when things go wrong, it's all in the preparation time. So I'm going to share five keys with the listening audience today. Everybody that's listening, if you're not driving your car, I want you to have a sheet of paper out. There's a couple of things I want you to write down because this is an opportunity for you to color your life happy.
Okay, I'm going to stop there because you definitely want to take your time and listen to the rest of this. This is the episode, What to Do When Things Go Wrong, with Chris Gloss, G-L-O-S-S. And you're going to be really empowered by listening, so be sure to do so. I want to do a last drawing, and then we're going to move into our meditation. This drawing is going to be, let's see, the winner of this one is Diana La Madrid from Las Vegas, Nevada. Congratulations, Diana. You'll be getting a gift from me this week. And thank you for entering the drawing. Now, we're moving toward the end of today's show. And we have a special treat that's going to be brought to us by one of my former guests, Renee Heinemann. Renee is a law of attraction coach. I'll let her tell you a little bit about her, and then she's going to move into the meditation. I want to say that I hope all of you have been encouraged and empowered by today's show. I encourage you to come back with us next Monday, April 5th. At the same time, we're going to be kicking off the second year. In the meantime, don't forget to visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com. Renee, are you there?
I am here, Flora.
Hey, welcome, welcome. Did I get it right? Law of Attraction Coach, is that what I should have said?
That is correct. I am a Law of Attraction Life Coach, and I loved what Scout said about our hidden beliefs determine what we get, because that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. Well, many times we're all saying that we want a certain thing, but our beliefs are that we can't get it, and so we end up getting what we expect to get based on our beliefs. So the meditation that I've written for today is to help start changing some of those inner beliefs that we have so that we can start getting some of those great things that we're wanting out of life.
Oh, great. We have 5 minutes left. Will we have time to do it?
We'll do a quick meditation. And your guest can email me afterwards, and I'll be glad to send them a link with the audio at Renee, which is R-E-N-E-E, at snapoutofitprogram.com. So we'll go ahead and get started, and we'll go through it quickly. So,
thank you.
We're going to work on our self-worth and the value that we each bring into the world. So if you're not in a quiet area, find one. Sit in a comfortable chair or lie down. close your eyes and start breathing in deep breaths slowly. Hold on to it and release it slowly. Do this a couple more times. Breathe in. Hold it and release it slowly. With each release of breath, notice your stress being released out into the universe. And notice how with each breath, you become a little bit more relaxed. Now we're going to connect to that part of you that knows you have value. So repeat after me. I have value.
I have value.
I am valuable.
I am valuable.
I am a valuable person.
I am a valuable person.
Allow your mind to wrap around the fact that you are a valuable person. You are here on this earth for a reason. It's said that for every person that is born, there are thousands of souls that want to take a physical body, and you're the one that got the job. You're on this earth for a reason and a purpose. The day you were born, there were great celebrations, both here on earth and to the heavens and beyond. There are personal experiences that have made you the unique person that you are, and your skills and talents bring even more value to this earth. Because of the fact that you were born, your spiritual being took a physical body, and you're here today, and you have value. So keep telling yourself as we go through this, I have value. I am valuable. I am a valuable person. Tap into your emotions. Tap into your feelings and allow yourself to feel valuable. And this may be the first time you're feeling this, and if so, that's okay. But notice, what does it feel like in your physical body to know you have value? Is it pride where you hold your head high, your posture straight, and you feel proud of who you are? Or is it a feeling of admiration where you admire who and what you've become? Is it love for yourself and all that you bring into the world? Allow yourself to feel whatever it is for you. Allow yourself to feel it and tap into the energy it has. Now, focus on where you feel it in your body. And even if it's a little microscopic space, notice what it feels like to have value. Now, let it expand. Allow it to be a sun shining on a beautiful day. Allow it to expand and expand and expand until that feeling of value is going throughout your body. Like a beautiful light, lighting up the whole entire body and shining out into your exterior world. You're lighting the room, shining from the inside out. You are beaming. So continue to tell yourself, I have value. I am valuable. I am a valuable person. Once you're in that space, imagine you're in a cocoon of feeling value, knowing your worth, knowing you have value. You feel the warmth all around your body and you're comforted. You notice the warmth coursing through your veins and know that you are not alone. You are here for a reason and you have value. I want you to silently say to yourself, thank you. Thank you, and with total absolute gratitude, thank God, thank the universe, thank your higher source, and watch what happens in your life. Now we're going to have to leave this warm cocoon of value and come back to the room so that we can take the feeling of value with us throughout the day. So I'm going to count backwards from 5 to 1, and then with each step you're becoming more aware of your surroundings. 5, you notice the warmth and comfort of the cocoon of value and you love the way it feels. 4, you see the light reaching out into the room and beyond and you know you're bringing value to the world. 3, you start to notice you are more in touch with your body, feeling the chair beneath you. 2, you start to wiggle your fingers and toes, bringing yourself back to reality. And 1, you open your eyes and are fully present and notice the feeling that you now have. Take a deep breath and say, I have value. Thank you.
I have value. Thank you. Thank you so
Wonderful.
Much, Renee. And thank you, all of my listeners, as we move into our day. And I will see you next week. Thank you.
Color your life happy.
Color.
Every day you can choose. If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
Color your life happy.
Color your life.